We are back at it again, Cook Podcast, bruh. You know who's in the building, bruh. It's your boy Lottie. We got Zeus, Lindo next door. Oh. We got your boy David in the cut, you know what I'm saying? And we are also here with a special, special, special guest here today.
Special guest.
Damn. My dog, Chopper in the building. You know what I'm saying? You know the vibes.
Mr. Chopper Gang. Chopper Gang.
Yes, sir.
Hello, how you feeling, bro? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm chilling, man.
My boy just got out of work.
I got out of work, took a shower, you know what I mean? I'm good.
Because you guys work together, right?
Yeah, we work in the same shop together, yeah. It's crazy because I didn't know, you know, the owner, Olivia, I didn't know she knew that I had a pod. I think it's because I showed it to James.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Olivia was like, yo, like, she told me this idea to have, like, a mic and, like, record me or, like, anyone else in the shop to, like, you know, make the pizza or even then just, like, you know, prep. And she wants us to like talk while while we're doing.
Yeah, like, she wanna make content for the shop,
which I think was cool. And she was like, yeah, because you know you're a DJ and you have your own podcast, so I think you're really good to talk. I was like, okay, yeah, I'm pretty interested. That sounds kind of.
Oh,
lit.
It would.
Yeah, so y'all work at that pizza shop you were telling me about.
Yeah, decent pizza. Yeah,
oh, that's fire.
Yeah,
life is funny like that.
Right? Yeah. This is not what I look like in my work clothes, bro.
I look the same in my work clothes. I'm wearing
no cap, bro. He come in, bro. I swear, he come in the work drip as fuck, bro. I be kind of like, damn, bro. I want to do that, but I'm like, nah. I don't want flour on my like clothes.
You chopping
so much clothes?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, how many? Yeah, you do have a lot of clothes.
I heard you say something about you have like 200 tees. Is that true?
200?
Probably. I got probably more. Maybe.
That's wild.
Bro, you bugging. What? And it's all like straight chocolate.
I have all that shit and I wear the same shit. Like the same like rotation. Like I don't like I have 200 tees, but I probably wear like 10.
Yeah.
Damn.
That
how it be though.
That's inspirational.
I find some shit and I'm like, damn, I had this. Like I got shit still from middle school. Like,
I wish I still had shit.
I'm really just
some of the shit from middle school be hitting though, so I believe it.
Yeah,
I had that shit on. Like, I wish I still had some shit. Which you was about to say something. My fault.
When I came to your house one time to pick up he was picking up a shirt or something.
Oh yeah. No, was it a shirt? Yeah, I think it was a shirt. This was the first time I went to your crib, bro.
This is the first time we came. This is the first time I met you.
Yeah,
and I walk into your living room. And it displays all your samples.
Bro, that shit's so
like, all your samples, dude, like, on your wall. And you had, like, a rack just full of, like,
clothes.
Stuff that wasn't released. And, bro, it was, like, the most amazing.
It felt like a store in there, dog.
Yeah.
It felt like a whole store.
Like a cozy store? Cozy
store, but it's actually his house.
Yeah. It's just, like, it's just so I can see my work.
Yeah.
You know, like, because normally, like, before, I just put stuff in boxes or they just get caught up in the racks. And I just put my favorite pieces up, like. Like when they hang the jerseys in the rafters, like
type shit.
Yeah. Okay,
but that's it's more hard. So like private shopping. Like it's my crib, so it's just like I gotta like fuck with you. You know what I mean? For you to pull up.
Hey, I appreciate you for you know letting us in your house.
That's real.
That was real, bro.
That's real as fuck.
Real as fuck.
Yeah, I think I got the
no biggie. I forgot how we met, but I know you was cool people. So I think it was through Dro. So like,
it had to be through Dro. Really, it's so crazy. Yeah, it's really so crazy how we actually interviewed all three of you guys now.
Literally a full
the whole tri-force.
When I seen the homies on now, like I had to get on there. Bro.
yes, sir. Now we got Chopper Gang.
Yeah, this is
in
fire.
The Cook podcast.
It's crazy, bro. I was in like middle school, like skate. We had like a skate era through like middle school, high school, whatever, and I would see your work like back then.
Damn, I never feel old, gang.
Yeah. I'm old too.
Middle school?
Are you lying? That
maybe high school.
You lying?
Maybe not.
Okay, middle school's
but
crazy.
Like, but high school.
Now you glazing for real.
No, high like. School. But I would see you work through like high school. And
then did you just graduate?
What?
No. I graduated 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was around then. But I would always see your shirts while I was skating. And
that is
now
true.
You're on it.
He's correct. Yeah. Appreciate
like you had that whole skate community like on lock. Like everybody probably still wears your shirts.
They do. I don't like it's. I don't be feeling like the impact. I just be like making the shit, and then it's just like I be hearing stories like that, and I be like, damn, that shit crazy. But it just be like, I don't know. It still doesn't like register to me. I still be feeling like it's all cap.
Oh, you don't feel like a superstar, you know?
I'm definitely not a superstar.
Nah, sure. Okay, of course. Nah,
but
that's
even
cool.
Just like on a like local level or just like, I just be in the shadows. Like,
yeah, because like what really shocks me is that I didn't know that you were behind of, the not influencer. You print these tees. I didn't know you print these tees or like even Dro's stuff.
Yeah, I just being the shot. I'm just like, I don't know. Everything just happens for a reason. Like even how we just met, it just happened to happen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That happened just based off of relationships that led to other relationships. And they found out that I print. And it's just like, okay, should we go? I'm thinking I'm finna just print like 20, 30 shirts.
Yeah, facts. No, you were doing. Yeah.
And then, you know, them orders just keep coming in. And just like, shit, we had 100. Now we had 200. Now we had 300. Now we had 1,000. I'm like,
And you skate, right?
Yeah, I don't skate as much anymore just because I've been working, but I want to. Like, it's like,
but I want to too.
Yeah,
bro.
We're just skating around
campus, bro. Like, bro, we should, like, do that. Bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, no, like, no.
Bro, it should be all four of us and Chop, bro.
No, like, for real, bro. I really genuinely enjoy that shit.
I'm down to go back to the park.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
cool, bro. It's been a couple weeks.
Definitely do that on a Sunday or something.
It's like such a free feeling just to.
Yeah, bro.
Yes, bro.
When you started, like, making clothes and whatnot, did you expect it to blow up the way it did? Like, with the skate community all wearing it, most of it, and then all that?
The plan definitely was, like, to get all the skate kids in my shit, for sure. Like, that was definitely, like, intentional.
Type shit.
Yeah, but I was, like, you know, I came into the game a little bit, like, earlier, like, pre-TikTok get ready with me era of, fashion. So I just looked up to, like, the OG streetwear shit that I've been into.
Bro, speaking of streetwear, nah. Dude, you know what he was telling me at work?
Yeah.
Bro, we're going to get to the story after the story that I'm going to mention. Could you explain them the story about the security guard at Atlanta when you did the pop up for Lil Yachty?
Yeah, we should be just
That was recent, right?
Yeah, it was very recent.
It's typical
very recent.
Like, you know, security guard story, beating a nigga up, you know.
That's not what he explained to me.
I shortened it like hello, but like, you know, some dude was trying to, like, you know, I guess thought he can just go through the back door or something like that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, okay.
Like,
that's crazy.
And Yachty was coming through that same back door, in like 30 minutes or an hour or some shit. So they was really just securing the back door. They was letting people, like, set up and, like, you know, do shit, like, grab shit out the car, bring it inside, whatever, through that same door. So I guess he must have thought, like, it was cool, and security was just like, nah, like, nobody can come through this back door right now. And then he just got into it with security, and, you know, niggas start seeing commotion. You know how niggas just gather around.
Yeah.
So now the nigga ego hurt. So he tried to just shove security, and I'm just like, bruh. As soon as he shoved security, I already knew it was over for him. They cooked him.
GG's, bro.
It was choked out. One of the security guards, this nigga's like ex-military and shit. Nigga had like 3 guns, 4 knives.
Bro, tell me, bro, what?
He just wanted a reason to do something.
He was ready. No cap, bro.
Yeah, he was ready.
No cap.
And that kid just happened to be, you know, it's a bad day for him.
I ain't gonna hold you. If I saw security with like all those weapons in front of me, bro, I'm leaving.
My dude he pushed in have all the weapons. It was just like the other security seen the other security get, like, you know, pushed and shit. And he was just like, shit, they was bored. Like, it's like, shit, we got action.
That's a free action.
They're trying to get active. That's so crazy.
You were talking about streetwear brands and like.
Oh, yeah, streetwear. I'm just I've been thinking about this too, like, just because, like, I'm around other people that's into streetwear, and, like, we all have, like, different entry points into it. I just always been, like, a fanatic of everything I'm into. Like, with skateboarding, I'm, like, watching, like, documentaries and, like, playing the video game and buying the clothes and, you know, listening to the music. So it's just, like, even with hip-hop, I'm just very deep into things. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, like, when it came to streetwear, it was just like, shit, like, okay, let me do this. Like, one of my favorite brands is Stussy. I'm like, okay, let me just model my shit like that. Ooh. And it was just like, you know, obviously I'm not cool. Well, I'm not gonna say I'm not cool, but I don't be hanging with rappers and shit. So I'm like, okay, like, I'll be skating. And, you know, Supreme is lit. You know, Stussy is, like, lit. So let me just, like,
would you do a collab with Supreme?
Of course.
Yeah. Like, anybody would.
So is that like, you're not like worried about like other brands like Balenci?
Nah.
You're more so like Palace, Supreme.
Yeah, because like it would just, it fit me. You know what I mean? That's okay. That's my lifestyle. Like, I really like live that shit. Like, some people, they just make brands. You know, I see it a lot in Atlanta where it's just like, you know, it's just a lick. Like, let's just get rich. Like, and that's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you got to make bread. But, you know, it was always just passion for me. You know, I just always was
I see in some of your work, there's a nod to a bunch of, like, these skate, like, companies or, like, streetwear brands. Like, what are, like, the top three that you would say you gain most inspiration from?
Stussy, for sure, Supreme, and a local, like, Florida brand is, like, Filthy.
I fuck with that. Filthy, I fuck with that. I was like thinking in my head, I was like, is he gonna say Thrasher?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's
how do you feel about Thrasher, bro?
I watch hella Thrasher.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
That was an error for sure.
But I hated that trend, bro.
I used to fuck with it though, because it went with the Vans. I'm not
it did.
Lie.
Yeah, but it I just
like saturated it. Like after
they did oversaturate.
They were wearing it wrong.
The thing about that's another thing too. I study this shit so much. I'm such like a little nerd about it. It's just like I understand how situations like that happen. It's just situations like that happen. It's just like
it
hits like certain stores like where it's super accessible to Zoomies. Like you know
everybody.
Hit, like a Macy's or a Zoomies.
And you wouldn't want you wouldn't want any of your piece in like one of those malls.
Has to be exclusive.
Not even a Zoomies.
I think about that all the time. If the check is right, shit.
You gotta get paid. You gotta,
oh, I feel
like, but it would definitely be like a stipulation type of thing. Like it'll be like a short run or release,
like
or
a little
exclusive.
Collab.
One of one.
That's
it wouldn't
fire.
Be something that would be
that's
like
fire.
Be stocked like all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Just and it's only for nostalgic reasons. Just because I used to like go to Zoomies all the time. I still go to Zoomies to look for Thrasher.
Oh God.
Me too, bro. I used to look at the boards and just like fantasize, like, yeah, I'm gonna get the Baker board. I'm gonna get the Nike Houston board.
They boards was hard.
I feel like
Star, almost all that shit.
I feel like for Thrasher, like
Dark
it was so mainstream.
So fire.
Supreme went through the same thing, like where it was kind of like way too mainstream, and it was strictly for the like skateboarders. They made it for the skaters.
They drop every Thursday morning.
And then
some shit then, just gets so big that they don't even got no control of it. It's just like once Justin Bieber wears it, it's just like you don't got control of it.
Jesus Christ. I ain't gonna hold you. That Drew board, I got it.
You got a Drew board?
I got a Drew board, bro.
Let's see.
I got a Drew board.
I said see.
Hey, but that's just expensive. That's
$100. No, what I was going with the Supreme
just the
shit,
fucking
shout
board.
To Justin Bieber.
The Supreme shit, they realized that they were like, they had this mass media, so they were like, let's put Supreme on anything, bro. Let's put it on crowbars. Let's put it on
that
bricks.
Crowbar,
and people were buying the shit.
Was wild,
because they realized that people would just buy it because it's Supreme.
The money gun? Supreme,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Supreme is just like, they did it right. You know?
Yeah, they did it
right. They're still doing it right, I believe.
Because they did it how the brand, like a skate brand, should do it.
They still run by like, they still like, the stores are like, the and workers are still like real skateboarders and shit. Like,
and is that's that, what it was in the first place. You know?
Yeah, it started as a skate shop.
And is that how you want to do it for Chopper?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, I definitely embody, like, this shit is my life. Like, you know.
Okay, cool. Hell yeah.
Like, I keep it, I try to keep it lifestyle so it's just like, I can just, you know, feel like me all the time. You know? I don't feel like I'm turning it on or turning it off. It's just like,
that's real.
Okay.
This is just how I am.
That makes sense.
I feel like it'll keep it authentic.
Yeah, so it's definitely skate oriented. You know what I mean? Right now, and I'm skating a little bit less, so
we usually ask this question to we ask this question to Dro and Matt. Oh, I'm sorry, not influencer. How do you feel about people, you know, getting into the clothing world, you know, like collecting pieces, making their own pieces, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, getting into it, you know, I just feel like, you know, just have a passion for it, you know what I mean? Just that's how I feel about it. You should just have a passion for it naturally, not just because it's like the cool thing to do. But that's just the internet now. Like,
nah, it's crazy. Yeah,
like, get ready with me. We just have niggas like.
Stop, bro! Stop flaming me, bro! I was gonna do that. I was gonna start doing that,
but
on my TikTok. Get ready with me.
If that's you, do it. You know,
but I don't know. It's kind of cheese, like
it's just cheesy. However you put it,
I'm not even.
If you in your drawers,
Yeah, if you starting out with the drawers,
in front of a camera, yeah. You're just like, okay, bro. Like,
right, yeah, I agree.
Motherfuckers would put on the least amount of clothing and start.
Yeah, like, bro, we don't need to see step by step. Leg in, leg in, leg in, leg out. We don't need to see all that.
Just show me you putting that shit on.
Yeah, like you can start off with a basic fit and then, you know, put on your, you know, your regular thing. But I did want to ask you, what is Chopper's, like, end game? Like, where do you see yourself? Like, where do you see, like, you at your mountaintop? Like, what is your mountaintop?
My mountaintop is, like, having, like, I would love to have my own skate team, my own skate shop.
I didn't expect him to say skate team.
That's actually cool.
Like an odd future.
That's lit as fuck.
Doing the shit at the park and giving all the kids the shit at the park, it was just like, I wanted to make a skate team. Yeah. But then I realized, like, oh, like, let me just stick to clothing because, like, this skate team shit is, like, a lot harder. Not harder, but it's a lot more, like, moving parts.
It's not the same.
It can happen, though.
No, it can happen. But it's just, like, right now, I'm very hands-on, and I do everything for the brand. And I know, like, skate team, you need, like, a filmer that's going to be with these guys, you know, taking them to spots, filming.
You don't want to half-ass it. You want to.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, because I'm over here printing, like, crazy. Yeah. Like, I can't, like, that's why I can't skate as much because I'm over here, like, stuck in the crib just print. Like, I barely have time to leave. Like, I leave, go out of town, come back, print, work.
Fire.
Bro, speaking of a skate team.
Lower your mic. I'm sorry.
My fault.
It was like covering your face. I'm sorry. But now, keep going.
Speaking of skate team, this is real funny mention. Jada, if y'all see this, Heem, Payne, Tiffany, Autumn, Ryan, Autumn. If y'all ever see this, bro, we had PGOD. That was Penny Gang or Die, bro. We had our own little skate team. That was so fun, bro. I was the youngest nigga in that shit, bro. Like, we went to the beach, riding from the beach to... It wasn't like we wasn't doing, like, tricks and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was just cruising.
We was just cruising all together. It was so fun, bro.
Yeah, we all had cliques. That's why the Chopper Gang started. Like the cliques, like the Odd Futures, the ASAP Mobs.
Yes,
bro. Wu-Tang, the Mobb Deep. Like, always, like... Like I said, I'm be interested in shit. So I'm just like, oh shit, like, damn, we need a name. We need a click. We need to dress like that. We need to move like this. Like, so that's where the Chopper Gang came from. It's like, okay, like, this is our little unit, you know what I mean? Or this is how I want my unit to be like.
Right.
You know
bro, please do that shit. And that should be so
and
tough.
How did you come up with Chopper Gang?
Yeah, yeah, what came to your head to be like, you know what, I'm just going to call it Chopper.
Deep lore. Shit.
That's lit.
It was just like some shit that came out of high school. Like the meaning of Chopper now is, you know, creativity, high ends, opportunity, positivity, and positivity, progression, and art. And now
it's hard.
That's what it is now. You know, that's what it means to me. But it just started, like, you know, back in high school. Like, we would just, like, roll, like, 3-5 woods and just call them Chopper.
No way.
Literally.
What? Yo,
that's lit though. I fuck with that.
The two just, different meanings are fucking
broke
funny.
As hell. I don't even know why we was doing that.
Where is this?
Where?
Like, is this in Miami or is
this is in Broward?
You're from Broward?
Yeah,
I'm from Broward too, bro. That's lit. I grew up in Sunrise area.
Okay, I was like Miramar Pines.
Miramar Pines. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was born in Hollywood though.
I see. I stayed in Hollywood too.
Oh, that's lit. That's lit. That's lit. That's lit. That's what's up. That's what's up.
And when did you arrive to Tally?
Shit, like 2017, 2018.
Oh, you've been here for a minute.
Damn, you've been here for a minute then.
I'm a local now, man.
Yeah,
I've been here. I just be in the shadows. I be here though.
So you started it in Broward and brought it here, or you started it here?
I started it in Broward. Like, I probably, when I was in Broward, I probably made like 2-3 shirts, and then I just got shipped here.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
that's lit.
That's fire, though. It kept it going.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. Like, the process of when I first started versus to now is, like, completely different. You know, like, back then, like, I just had the name. And, there was this, like, website called Custom Ink. Mm-hmm. And I would just, like, be messing around on there with the clip art and, like, changing the fonts and doing all that shit. And then you order the shirt in the mail. And then the shit would be like $40 or whatever.
Mm.
So I'm just like, damn, like, this shit's crazy. So I'll, like, sell a shirt for like $40, you know, damn near don't make nothing. But, you know, I'm like, yeah, I got a brand now type shit.
Fire. Okay, cool. Yeah.
All right.
Then I moved up here and then, like, I got my own space because I was, you know, still with my peoples, like, when I was in Broward. So now I got my own space. So I'm like, okay, shit, like, didn't know about like manufacturers or screen print shops and all that. So I'm just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna do it myself. And then that's where we at with it now. It's just like I print everything myself, make my graphics myself, shoot most of the photos for the brand myself.
That's cool. Damn, you know, that's so crazy. One man band.
Ship dope, everything bro. Myself, like.
And you also screen print for other people besides Dro.
Oh yeah, I just recently started opening up like my services to like the community in a way.
What are your prices if, for people that are watching?
Just DM me.
That's fine.
Nah, but the price is on the gram though. It depends on what you're trying to do. You know what I mean? Okay. If you're trying to just like, if it's like some corporate, like, okay, I just need some stuff for my business, simple one color jobs. It starts like 25 pieces at, you know, $6 a print, which is very, you know, affordable.
And it's like in-house. It's like,
yeah.
That's fire.
I just do it for like, you know, the people that's like want to start. And are serious too, like just don't want to start and be like, I hear that all day, every day. Like, not to be rude and then, but I'm just like,
nah, keep it real.
Nah, that real. Go ahead. Nah. Say it.
Y'all know how I be. Like, you hear niggas like, y'all trying to start a podcast.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then out of all them people that do that, it's probably like two.
Actually start
that's yeah. dead ass.
Like, correct.
Oh, so that's what I was saying. I always told my mom, I was like, Mom, I'm gonna start a podcast. She's like, the fuck you
see,
are.
See, and I got respect. Like, I respect anybody that say something, do it. I don't care what it is. Like yeah. whether you're gonna go to school, mm-hmm. whether you're gonna fucking get that job at that office. If you say you're gonna do it, do it.
Yeah.
That's the thing about people, man. Like,
but yeah, if you're serious, I'll work with you. Cause I'm busy, bro. I'm not even fake busy. Yeah. Like, some niggas be like, I'm busy, and they just be doing it.
Rotting out the house.
Yeah, right, I'm really busy.
Sorry. Yeah. So, okay, so Jet Flipper Skip, trying to get into it. So we talk about different, like, shoes, brands.
Oh, no, hold up. Your favorite piece. Favorite piece?
Yeah. Right now, like, my favorite pieces are, like, belts.
Definitely got to let me know, because I got this belt right here.
Yo, that shit's sussy?
This is Zenesis, my boy from New York.
Yeah, you're talking about that shit hard.
Yeah, bro. You let me know if you're gonna make your own chopper belt. I'll call. Whoa. That's hard.
I'm trying
bro.
To make everything,
pause.
Bro.
Remember when Travis Scott was like, belt.
Belt.
Y'all remember that shit?
No, that was Lil Uzi.
That was Travis.
It was Travis?
That was like the Narwhal interview.
Yeah, Narwhal interview. Yeah.
It was Travis?
Yeah, that was Travis.
Chopper, I'm not going to lie. If you get like the cherries that you have and put it on a belt. Mm.
That's hard.
Either that or the cash that you have right there.
That's a good one, David.
I'm working on the belt. And I'm also like, whilst we're here too, you know, I'm working on a second brand.
Second brand?
Nervous.
Yes. Uh-oh. I follow that. Yeah.
World premiere, man.
Yeah, Nervous. I follow that. I was like, all right. What's fuck with it?
Nervous is my like, you know, I feel like as far as in making clothes and this whole journey and being creative, it's just like me just maturing. And, you know, it's still the same, you know, flavor, but it's just me maturing, you know.
Tight shit.
Is it going to be the more like.
Explain, yeah.
Yeah.
When I say me maturing, it's just like, you know, I started that chopping when I came out of high school till now. You know what I mean? And I was just, like, nervous. It's, like, now into the future. You know what I mean? Like, right now I'm, like, well-seasoned. You know, I've met the right people. Still meeting more people. You know, right. Got a lot of knowledge. You know, understand how to, like, start a brand. You know, I'm around the homies that got brands. So I kind of understand how to run it. You know what I mean? And, you know, this is, like, a fresh palette. You know, no expectations. I do what I want type.
That's fire.
Right.
So Nervous is on the way. The Instagram is Everybody Gets Nervous. And that's just the whole, like, concept behind the brand is that everybody gets nervous. And it's just,
that's
like, true, playing true. On, like, real emotions.
That's hard.
And shit.
Show me
like
someone that doesn't get nervous.
I fuck with that.
They cap if they say they not.
Yeah. That's mad realistic.
Being nervous just means you want down.
Yeah. And the thing is just, like, we all get nervous. And, you know, my thing is just, like, Sometimes you gotta lean into that nervousness, you know, some shit that you're scared about or second guessing and doubting. It's like, just lean into that. You never know, that can be the best thing that could ever happen to you.
And that's like the feeling, right? That's when you're nervous about it, that's when it's supposed to happen, right?
Yeah, it's like that fight or flight response.
Yeah.
So it's just like, shit, I've been thinking about nervous for like the last 2-3 years, but I was just so nervous about like starting over and like all the other shit and like, you know, just in my head. And then, you know, I ran it past the homies, and they're like, yeah, do it. But right now, I'm just taking my time. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not in a rush to pop out with it. Yeah, no, but yeah, I'll be teasing real. It. Okay. You know what I mean?
That's real. I mean, that boy Zeus was nervous today when we went to Skyline to go get the wings. You know, we was nervous.
Stop playing.
You know what I'm saying? No, but when, but no, when we got it, it was that shit was perfection.
Bro, I'm telling you. I was gonna eat Wendy's. I was dead ass gonna eat not Wendy's, bro. Yes. I was gonna get the $5 box or whatever the fuck you call it, the $5 biggie bag. Bro, yeah. I got your Snapple, and then I saw them like making food. I'm like, hold up, Lottie. I gotta check this out. Bro, tell me how they had lemon pepper wings, but like they were like honeyish. They were like it was glazed.
It was glazed.
All right. So then, and then they got like what is it called?
Carolina gold.
And then I was like, yo, I mean, let me get 10 of those. And she was like, okay, I got you. Would you like a side?
What? $12.99,
bro. What a side?
With the wedges.
Yes, potato wedges and two flavor wings.
Wait, it didn't come with a bev.
It didn't come with a bev. I paid that separately. But I was like, yo,
that shit is gas.
That's gas. I usually don't eat gas station food.
Me either.
I don't do that.
Swear. No, I ain't gonna lie. Down south is different. Like I would do it, but it don't really got a lot of them like that down like up here like they do down south. So I'm really hesitant when it comes to it. But I'm not gonna lie, Skyline is top. Five.
Skyline gotta cater the next part.
But that shit is gas as hell.
What's your guys' gas station order? Like, if you're going into the gas station, what's your order?
It's
Wawa most of the time for me though.
Well, Wawa.
They just built that shit too.
Yeah. But I mean, I was eating Wawa when I was in Orlando.
What you gonna say, Chop? What's your order?
From the gas station?
Yeah.
I'm finna get me some cigarettes.
Nah,
I'm playing. I'm finna get some Sour Patch, watermelon, shit. And then I'm gonna get the 50 cent chips, like the Doritos.
Tight. Pitch. Wait, red or blue?
Doritos are still 50 cents?
Blue.
Tight.
Certain gas stations, they got the small, like
the super small bag.
Yeah, the small bag.
How about you, David?
But then I'll do like four of the chips, so I'll like, you know, get like, whoa, the small Dorito, then I get the small popcorn, cheddar, then I get
the in the black bag?
Black bag.
Yeah.
Okay, you sturdy.
I got like 4 different chips for like $2.
Okay, what about you, David? What you get?
I'm going to get an Arizona green tea.
Okay.
Yep.
Ain't our own Arizona.
Or, tight
shit. Or like, Arizona. Or sometimes if I'm in like a certain mood, I'll get a certain flavor, you know?
Okay.
Like certain moods get certain flavors.
Yeah.
Are y'all trying to get a vienna sausage?
Hell,
yo,
no.
Hell,
bro.
You know what I'm talking about? The red sausage pod.
Every time.
The sausage is the one in the can.
Oh, yeah, it is in the can.
Bro, I'm talking about the deviled egg.
The deviled egg sausage. Yeah, those are different.
What about the boiled peanuts?
Yeah, the pickles.
I get the boiled peanuts. The Cajun.
Yes, sir.
I just tried boiled peanuts for like the first time like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you bugging.
I can see why y'all be eating
you bugging out. Them bitches.
I ain't gonna lie. When I moved to Tally, that's when I started trying it because I'm like, you know, this. I feel like this is the culture. Like, we in the country.
Nah, you know what it is? A chopped cheese. Oh, yeah. Oh, we don't have that here. That's in New York.
That's New York.
You be out there all the time.
I be out there every now and then.
Yeah, bro. I like New York. You guys be meeting like the most hypest, like, bro, like
that's New York for you, though.
Bro, it's crazy. I'm like jealous. I'm like, bro, like we gotta hang out with these kids.
Oh God, hey, bro, we gotta skate. Fuck all that shit. We gotta skate.
That's funny because I don't even like. Recently, I'm so mad, bro. I'm gonna skate this weekend if it don't rain, but. I don't be skating like that because I'm just like, I'm getting fat and shit. It's just like, I be getting busy. But shit, yeah. What I was going to say about New York? New York is lit. I love New York.
Yeah, oh, you and Dro and Matt be going all the time.
Sightseeing.
All the time, bro.
You guys went up for like a couple streetwear events, fashion week.
We went fashion week in February, like last month. Mm-hmm. Wait, we're still February, no?
No.
So a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Last day tomorrow, right? I think.
Last day of Black History Month.
Jesus, what do y'all remember? I mean, what's y'all favorite Black History moment?
Shit, you seen the shit that happened in I think it was like
the Louisiana. Mississippi fight.
Yeah, when the nigga swam across.
Yes!
The
river.
Yeah, that shit was somebody threw the shit in the air.
He was
beat the bricks off,
was,
bro.
That was
like they beat the bricks off, bro.
And then some dude I follow on Instagram, Freako Rico, he made like a tea like the next day, like he does like. He's like a illustrator.
Yeah.
And anything that happens like in pop culture or whatever, he'll make like a t-shirt like the same day. Oh, that's mad. So you know how like shit like age like 20 years from now, there's this t-shirt for this moment, like the OJ case or something like that.
Oh, the OJ. Y'all think OJ did it?
Bro, he he ain't do it.
I think he did it.
Yeah. Chill, now you think so? Trying to get me canceled.
Yeah. You said what? What did you say, Chopper?
He did beat the case, though.
Yeah, he did beat the case.
So that's a good. That's a
but
good.
Because
the glove didn't free, fit, though.
Yeah, this one. Innocent black man.
Bro, I just think I don't know. It's like, bro, if he didn't, who did? That's me.
Bro, I think stop, he did it. I think
my friend in high school had the OJ Bronco.
Don't for take me serious. Yeah.
Like the
else?
Same exact model.
The Bronco, right?
Yeah, the Bronco.
The Broncos are hard. I want a Bronco.
Oh, yeah. Dude, bro, they Bronco are hard. Nice.
Bro. I'll get
Bronco.
That bitch.
He got that bitch for like $2,000. And it was the OJ Bronco. Yeah, Bronco. The white. Hard. Yep.
That's crazy.
Same year.
No way.
Bro, it's like a convertible truck. Like you could take the
you
top
You could take the top off.
Yeah, it's real nice.
I took the top off the Bronco.
The seats are outside.
That shit is tough as fuck, though. No cap.
If anybody gets offended by that OJ comment,
they'll be all right. They'll be all right.
They'll be all right. Cancel us over that.
They'll be
all right. That's wild if you try to cancel us.
He was just kidding.
If the glove don't fit, don't quit.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, so drip, flip, or skip. Let's get into it. All right.
We keep on segueing in other shows.
Tight shit. I like it. I like it. So tight shit. All right, so I'm going to go first. First shoe I'm going to go is the Powerpuff Girls SB Dunk Low Buttercup sneakers.
What a description.
What a description.
I know what you're talking about. It's the green SB Lows.
I seen them. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm skipping them.
You scared?
Wait, let me see that. Let me see.
Too many colors.
Too many colors.
I'll put it on the screen. Like, you don't
have
to show
the
camera.
You'll put it on the screen type shit?
In post, yeah.
So how you feel about them, Lindo? You're wearing drip, flip, or skip?
Oh, they like.
Ooh, they have the eye in the back, though.
Like, for me.
What'd you say?
They have the eye in the back.
Ooh,
that's kind of hard.
Got the eye in the back. That's hard.
But I don't know.
I flip.
$200 for those.
Oh yeah, I'd definitely sell them if I had them, bro. Yeah.
You so you flipping or are you skipping?
Yeah, I thought like flipping, man. Skip.
So flip is your resale.
I'll sell all them bitches. Yeah.
Yeah. Why would we put that in the mix? It's like I'll just sell all of them. Money.
Yeah.
Type shit. I mean, we can shit. You can. I mean,
I just asked Lottie this earlier because my girl don't like this, but
drip, flip, and skip these slides, y'all boys.
Oh
drip, bro. What are you?
I drip them.
The Cookie Monster slides is tough.
You bugging?
I drip them.
Let me see.
I see it.
Yeah, show
up. Right, I'm gonna
drip
you.
Those. I drip them.
Show me.
I skip.
What?
You skip?
I just like
explain.
I be thinking like, yo, like I can't wear. I like to be wearing shoes like. It can get like any type of condition outside.
Okay.
I'm like well equipped.
Okay.
So I can see like it should start raining and them shits get soggy and they're cooked.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't wear them in the rain,
bro. Well, yeah, but you never know. You might be wearing them to Publix and then you might be raining by the time you get out. Now you got to walk through the parking lot.
Yeah, true.
Zeus, you haven't worn the Grimace shoes that Dro gave you.
Oh, I mean,
I was there when he bought those. Yeah.
Wait, what? Where did he buy them? Where did he buy them?
He got those at God Soul in New York.
Whoa.
So them shoes are hard. The Kerwin Frosts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, he doesn't wear them.
Like, them shoes are like high up too.
Yeah, bro. What do you mean?
Why would you wear them?
I'll wear them like when I have like the craziest like jeans. Cat. Well, I actually do got the craziest jeans.
Bro, I want to get like the arches. Jeans,
nah, I got them. I got them at the crib. I don't know. I don't know what's like holding me back. Honestly, fuck it. I might have to wear
the
pots.
Pop out, yeah. Just pop out.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Tonight.
Show niggas. Sometimes you gotta pop out, bro.
Which goes into the next shoe. The Jordan 5 Retro OG Black Metallic.
Those just came out.
Those were cool.
I fuck with those, yeah.
Those are cool. I think those are cool.
I'm dripping those for sure.
Personally, I think Jordan's is overrated.
But I think that certain colorways are like, come on, bro.
It's those classic.
It's a classic, but
I had those shoes and I sold them.
He wears these all the time.
And I'll buy them again.
I don't like Jordan 5s.
You don't like Jordan 5s?
Not
even. Why? They too fat?
What about the Oreos or the Grape 5s?
I used to have the Delaney 5s.
I only like ones, Oreos. Bro.
You only like ones?
Yeah, I'll only wear ones.
Wow, guys. I'm dripping those.
What about 11s or 4s?
I don't know, bro. I personally think it's like the, you know those Vans with like the fat ass tongue?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have those, but they're not Vans. They're called Strays. I have the Strays. I have the Tims. And, but that's all I need. Bro, I don't know. That's all I need. I don't know. That's all I need. I feel like even with you, bro, you wearing Chucks. Those are fire.
He said that's all I need.
Yeah, the Chucks are like they're not overrated. I feel like they're just you can put it with any fit. You can put them in, bro. You can put them in skinny jeans. You can put them in baggy jeans. You can put them in shorts. And
that's the biggest reason I wear Chucks.
And the thing is, with Chucks, it can get dirty and it still look dope.
That's the reason I don't wear Air Force Ones. The white ones is because I'm like,
once it get dirty, you
chop. I don't like. I want to be focused on what's going on. I don't want to be looking at my shoes all night and worried about niggas bumping up my shoes.
Yeah. I have a pair of Jordan ones at the crib, but I don't wear them like often. Like.
I never had a pair of Jordan. I just had Turbo Fours. Oreo 5s and Gammas.
Oh, facts. The Gammas are crazy.
I hooped in all of those.
Wait, I have a question, Chop. So, like, for the Yachty event, like, how would I explain this story? You were telling me yesterday at work that Yachty went to y'all's stand first.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So,
how'd that go about?
Shit, we just got lucky, I guess. But nah, they like our booth was like, I'm saying our booth, the homies' booth. They just, you know, some good homies, and then let me like set up my shit in their booth. But yeah, it was set up like right by the exit or the back exit where Yachty was coming in, and like when we were setting up the day before, the dude that ran the event was just like, you know, because we didn't have the same spot we had last time. It was, like, more down. I'm just like, you know what? Like, shit, I guess. It seemed like it was, like, a dead-end corner because I remember, like, when we did the event last time, that corner didn't really have motion like that. But he was like, yo, Yachty about to come in through this back door, and he finna see y'all first. So, or he's going to, like, pass y'all first and then whip around the building. So I was like, okay, yeah, shit, you know?
That's crazy.
And then, like, you know, the dude, like, yeah, he's walking through, and he's with the dude that runs the event. And the dude, like, made sure, like, you know, he stopped and at least seen, like, what they had going on. And then from there, you know, Matt and Joe just did their thing. Yeah. And, you know, it is what it is.
They are salesmen.
Yeah, they are,
bro.
They
are salesmen, bro. Yeah,
they see the
my boy Matt is different. He's a different breed. No cap.
Nah, no cap. Yeah, Matt, not influencer. Yeah, bro. Yeah. He's a different breed in pitching in things, bro. It's crazy.
He has this
aura to be like, yo, like, I like your shirt, but, like, you won't say it like this, but like he was swaggy. He'll just say
take that shit off if it's not a not influencer shirt. Yeah. And give you a not influencer shirt, probably off his back.
Yeah.
Nah, but he's just like, shouts out to bro like this.
I ain't gonna lie, shout out to bro. I've been seeing bro merch like hella often in streams.
So and I brought some beanies for y'all too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Whoa.
To the Cooked Podcast. Yeah, let me check. Can we check it out?
See what they have? Yeah. I bought five.
Are they the cherry ones?
Yeah.
Oh, that's love. That's love.
Nasty. This is a real ass nigga right here, boy.
So there's like two different colors. Y'all can choose in between which ones.
I want green. I ain't gonna lie.
The green goes sturdy.
I want green.
The yellow is my favorite.
The green goes sturdy.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let me see. Green
shout my favorite.
That's crazy.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm fucking
you know what I'm saying?
Green.
You know what I'm saying?
Color, that's real, bro. We appreciate that,
bro. Everybody, even the cameraman.
Yes.
Oh, what's up?
Oh,
what's up? You want greener?
I'll tell that to him, but I got you.
Okay.
Yeah. I already know how it is with the dreads, man. I already know. I barely wear my own shit sometimes.
Yeah, this shit hard.
This is fire, man.
I fuck with that green.
I'm with a shirt.
Green my favorite color.
That's real. That's real.
I appreciate it, gang. Yeah, that's dang, shit. I didn't expect that. Okay. That's crazy.
Shit.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. That's love. That's love, bro. Damn, bro. This is love. How much do you sell these?
Yeah.
25.
Oh, this ain't bad.
Yeah.
This is a cop. It's a cop.
I try to make shit affordable, you know. I could, like, throw Balenci price on there, but
it's crazy because I was just yapping to Zeus about this shit the other day. So I was, like, going through my story. I don't know. Did these just drop or something? Or
they dropped, like, probably, like, a month ago or something like that. But I've been, like, teasing it for, like, the last, like, 3 months or something like that.
Okay. So like, a few, like, two or three people in, like, a span of a week posted this beanie, and I just kept seeing Choppa Zink on my Instagram, and I was like, yo, who is this guy? But I've heard the name before because obviously we interviewed Matt, but I just didn't think too much of it. And then Zeus was like, all right, man, we interview Choppa Thursday, and I'm like, I just seen this man's name like all over my Instagram, and it was this exact beanie every time.
That's fire.
It's so crazy.
That's good to hear, man. It feels like the work I'm doing is like doing something.
You know? But yeah, you're doing something, bro, for real. Kudos. Shout out to you, bro. I ain't gonna lie. A lot of people would definitely love to see you, you know, do more and like elevate type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Wow. So don't ever stop, man. Yeah, yeah. Ever.
Don't stop for anything anyone does. Never stop, bro. Never stop,
yeah,
bro.
Never.
What's the point of stopping?
Exactly, bro. For what? Especially if you love doing it.
Unless you got kids or something. Especially if you don't got no kids, you got no reason.
Yeah, well, you have no excuse. That's locking. Hell yeah.
I feel like that's part of the reason that turned me up, because I done dodged a few bullets, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't be fucking around no more. I got to lock in.
And how old are you, Trap?
27.
Whoa. I wouldn't have guessed.
Yeah, I'm a young OG out here.
I wouldn't have guessed.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's
fine. I wouldn't think that.
I feel like this past year, you've learned so much. Like just being around the people that you are. So
yeah,
like
the bros definitely boom, like boom, 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 boom. Gave me like a crash course on like how to run a brand, mm-hmm, for sure. Like Matt, Dro, Tallwood, Swank.
Oh, Swank and Tallwood, bro.
Can we talk about Swank for a minute? He just announced his like fucking sideways button up. I'm popping that shit.
Swank, I need one. I just promoed you.
we all promoed you, bro. Come on,
lock my brother too.
Nah, he knows he's gonna be the next guest.
Oh yeah, we chopped it up with him.
Yeah, we chopped it up with him. Yeah. I don't know. It's gonna be like towards. I don't know when we gotta go talk to him, but like he's definitely in the list. He's definitely
he's
in the
been
list.
In the shadows too.
Man. Yeah, we interviewed him for a food truck already, so yeah. It was a good interview.
Swag.
No, but that's all right.
them pants, like I definitely think he needed to do it like another one of those. Yeah, another one of those.
Like restock them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
That's my personal opinion because I love pants. You know,
bro, he wears them shits like. Every day.
Who? Yeah.
You.
No, I don't. I barely do.
When Zeus wears them, I know the event is worthy. Cause, you know, I only seen him wear it once or twice so far. But you see him every day. So
he said that bit is worthy.
If I'm wearing Swank the event pants, the event has to be worthy.
Yeah. That bit worthy?
Because the thing product. Is, the material, they're not like pajamas. They're not like pajamas. But it feels super, super comfy and like light. Like,
I ain't gonna lie, he really like... be like, you know, and that's a different bag too. Everybody like that be in a different bag. Like that's like more, mm-hmm, like I'm more so graphics and like screen printing, but the,
oh yeah, 100%.
Like, and like 100%. Cut and sew and like materials and like
that's
fit
a whole other thing, isn't it?
And I respect all of that because I'd be learning from just watching him, you know what I mean, like as far as like on the cut and sew side and just going crazy with concepts and shit like that.
Or, and then Tallwood's doing putting turf on shit.
Tallwood,
that's fire. I'm copying one of his pants soon.
I'm in their next video.
I know. I saw.
Shoot.
Oh, you're in their next shoot.
Yeah.
I know. I saw you did that. You were at Wakola Springs or something. You were doing
that's
the shoot there.
Yeah, that's for the lookbook.
How the fuck did you guys get the camera in the middle of the water?
Bro,
like
he fucking put us on a floaty, and like we had to be fully fitted and like float to like. And a floaty, he's like dragging us on a floaty towards like the little center platform.
Yeah.
And then like the homie's like shooting with the camera on the other like diving platform. Like he has like a super lens that like zooms all the way.
Oh,
okay.
That's tough.
What?
As fuck.
That's crazy.
That's tough as fuck.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Them dog tags you have,
Adrian,
is fire.
You got to get him out here. He's when? Like, he's
oh, a, yeah, Tallwood soon. Yeah. Definitely soon.
We just copped some turf and stocks. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, he's crazy. Tallwood. I love that.
The grass shoes, that's him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Tallwood. Bro, I need a pair. I'm not going to lie. I'm finna get me a pair. I've been seeing them boys wear it.
We're putting it. Until
Sunday.
Oh shit!
So if you DM him, he'll probably pull up on you.
For real?
Yeah.
I'm finna cop. I'm finna cop a pair.
Yeah. When I wear them, when I wear them out, everybody. Say that again.
You always get a reaction when you wear.
Oh yeah, no. It's either a good one or a bad one. Yes. No. They'd be like, "Why you got grass on your feet?"
Like, I'm like, "Why the hell do you sound like that?"
Like, stupid. How about shut up and let me wear it? Like,
his girl was hating. She was
let me take back what I said. Let me take back what I said because I love my girl. And honestly, baby, I'm going to still wear them. I'm going to still wear them.
Yeah. No, but every single time I go out, it's like, yo, where'd you get those shoes? And I put everyone on.
That's
like,
good, though. Boom, 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 boom. That's good. I feel like any reaction, good or bad, as long as it evokes emotion, then it's good.
Not
you know
at all
I mean?
Publicity is good publicity.
I wanted to talk about Tallwood because you were in like a shoot for them, like a video shoot. Mm-hmm. You were wearing like the bucket hat.
Yeah, my girl made the hat too.
That's fine.
Like, yeah, wait, you and your girl in the designing.
Well, she be crocheting, but she like I be trying to get her to sell her shit. She not like
she not about she it, should, bro. That's cool. Yeah. I mean, it's always a time and place. You feel me? It's a time and place.
Yeah, that's dope. I think that's dope.
Throw an Etsy store up, bro. You're good.
I be trying to get her to get this bread, but she like keeping it pure and just like strictly for like personal passion and like Christmas gifts and. Like birthday presents and like shit like that.
I'm sorry, I
wanted to ask one question.
Okay.
So like for that Tallwood shoot, who shot that?
Josh Owens. He shot the pictures, and then my homie Drew shot. They're both homies. Yeah. Shot the video.
Okay.
And then Adrian came up with the crazy concepts. He's always he's a madman when it comes to like concepts.
Yeah, the
like,
owner of Tallwood, right?
Yeah.
Facts.
I'd be like, damn, like it's cool just talking to him because I'm just like, I don't even know people's brain operate.
Nah. Yeah.
No, people should really realize people that live in Tallahassee, there is some like crazy talent here. Yeah. Like definitely next level. So if you want to start a brand, a creative, whatever you want to do, take advantage of your environment. Because there is some crazy creative people here.
Go outside, too. Don't just
go outside. Touch some grass.
I know I be in the crib all the time, but I wouldn't, like, be where I'm at if I didn't go outside and actually talk to people.
Connect, bro.
And genuinely connect with them. Don't just connect with this nigga so you can try to use him. Like, you know, just fuck with niggas. You know what I mean? You don't got to kick with a nigga every day or nothing. But
oh, God, dude.
Support. You know what I mean? That's a good way to, like, you know, if you do want to build a relationship with somebody, support, just, like, shit, sure. Simply just... buy they shit, you know, pull up on them if you can, like, to copy.
Yeah, that's support, bro.
Chop
that's
it support. Up, you know what I mean? You never know where that shit can go.
If you can.
Support your local skate shop brand.
Local anything, yeah. Go to Phase One.
Yep. Ah,
shout
yes.
Shout out Phase One.
I love Phase, yep, bro.
Got it tatted on me.
What?
Can you, like, show it?
Or I'm wearing a long sleeve right now.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, to end the podcast, you got anything to say, like, Chop? Like, for being here or, like... You know, anyone that's like actually watching this video and you want to give them like this, you don't got to give them like a crazy motivational speech, but like anything that like
someone that's on the fine line of wanting to start something like a brand.
I would say, you know,
I think we said that earlier.
Everybody gets nervous and it's okay. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just do it. You know, I'll be trying to think because even with me, like I'm like I try to create. And think about like not as an audience, but I try to still think about there's no audience. You know what I mean? I just do this for me, you know what I mean? And then whoever, you know, gravitates towards it is just naturally going to gravitate towards it. So just do you, man. You know what I mean? Don't put too much pressure on shit. Don't think you have to post, you know, the first product of your work. Like, sit in the dark and perfect it. You know, you don't got to post it. And then when you're ready to pop out, pop out. Because I know a lot of people that are really talented, but they don't post. Like, like I know some people that are really, really, like, GOAT level. I'm like, bro, why are you not making a gram? But it's not for everybody. You know what I mean? So, you know, it depends what you want out of it. If you want bread, then, you know, get the bread. If you want to just be good at it, just be good at it. But, you know, do what the fuck you want to do in life, man. Fuck it.
I like that. That's what I mean.
Niggas just like, shit down bad. You know, doing what they have to.
Shit, just like the YouTube, Lottie. Yeah. Just like the YouTube.
Yeah, bro. Hell yeah, bro.
Shit. I appreciate it, Top. Thank you for coming to... The Smooth Studios, and you know, you vibing with the Cooked podcast crew.
Yeah, I thought we was gonna smoke weed on here.
We're not allowed to smoke in the studio. Yeah, I mean, technically, you can like light it up and outside.
I remember when y'all came to my crib and told me about the OG idea about y'all getting baked on here.
I mean, technically, we usually take like shots and shit.
We drink on here, yeah.
Yeah, but like today was such a rush day, bro. Like, I didn't even get to do any of that.
Yeah, I know.
Like, we have to go to Pots right after this.
Oh, for real? I got a show? Yeah, I was wondering why y'all came fly as hell in here.
What?
I mean, we always do anything. Nah, I got a gig.
Shoot content tonight. Okay. He plays. So.
Right, I don't know about you, but I'm repping the
beer for sure. Yes, welcome. Thank you for tuning into the Cooked Podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Follow
him on Chop. What was it? Chopper Gang.
Choppergang.inc. Fuck Morph, and everybody gets nervous on Instagram.
Yes, sir.
Stay cooked.